Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the Scholarship GPS podcast. I have been looking forward to speaking with you for quite a while. I got an email from you. It's been a couple months ago now, where you described your daughter's senior awards night. Can you paint a picture for our listeners of what that night was like for you and your daughter?
Absolutely. That night was really kind of unreal for us, very magical. My daughter had received a lot of success that evening. I'll kind of go through what had happened. But it was all due to, of course, lots of hard work to be able to get to where she was that evening. But even so, leading up, Madeline had applied for many, many scholarships. And she was working with a guidance counselor. She had to turn in a lot of the local scholarships too. And I kind of, you know, we started to get a sense that this night was going to be pretty good because the guidance counselor, you know, about a week before had emailed saying, you know, Madeline is killing it with all of these scholarships. We had some information on a few that she had received, and she had indicated, you know, and the ones she'll be receiving on awards night. So we're thinking, wow, this is going to be really great. And actually, the day of the awards night, I got a call from her guidance counselor saying, you better get there early and you better have an end seat because Madeline can't be climbing over everybody all night long. And so it was like, oh my gosh, this is really going to be something pretty amazing and exceeding our expectations of what we thought might be possible for her. And so we got there early. We were excited. But I will say, just for other parents that are listening, prior to getting some of that feedback about, you know, 3-4 weeks before awards night, I was looking forward to awards night, but I actually started getting a little anxious myself, like thinking, I think this is going to be good, but what if it's not? And, you know, my daughter's put so much time and effort into it. I don't want her to be so disappointed if it ends up, you know, she's not getting some of the things that she really hopes to get. And there were certain ones where she really connected with that she felt she really wanted just because of the backstory. Sometimes those memorial types of scholarships that she really wanted, it wasn't about money. It was about the story and what that scholarship represented. So I started to feel some of those emotions kind of leading up to. So I actually felt that was a little strange. It surprised myself. So that's why I'm kind of highlighting it for other parents that are thinking about this. If you're kind of excited and as it gets closer, you start to get a little anxious. I would say that's maybe normal. It certainly was for me. So we got there that evening early and she was ready to go. And she was just getting called up a lot, and they even had an opening for her that was really wonderful because it had talked about a scholarship she had gotten through her university. So it talked about the amount for that, a merit scholarship, and then a few others that she got, and they kind of had a lump sum number. And so it was kind of like, oh wow, this is a lot. And that's like kind of what started the evening for her. And as the evening progressed, she just, you know, she kept getting called up more and more and more, to the point where when she reached scholarship number 10, her guidance counselor, who's just a real character and fantastic, started holding up signs and holding up signs of the number she was at. So 10, and then she got called up 11 and 12, and he just kept holding up signs. And it was really unreal for us. And there was a moment too, where she went on stage and just a lot of personality at the staff at the school too, where one of the announcers who was the athletic director had said to, okay, Madeline, you just need to sit on stage because I have three more to give you while I'm talking up here. And we kind of thought he was joking. He was like, no, really. And there was only four seats on the stage. And so one of the staff members got up and she sat on the stage. And then he was kind of saying, joking, you know, we're out of money. Just take my car. So it was, you know, it was just a lot of great camaraderie with all of that and just far exceeding expectations. But I am going to come back to one thing, because all of that sounds wonderful. And parents, you might be thinking too, like, how do I get my kid to do that? The one thing that I want to say, when she came home from that evening, she looked at me and she said, you know what, Mom? Everybody saw me up there all those times tonight, and I looked like such a success. But what they didn't see is they didn't see when I didn't get this, you know, full tuition scholarship at the university that I'm going to, and how I thought I was so close and how devastated I was. What they didn't see was that I applied for 50 scholarships, so they didn't see the rejection letters that I received, things like that. So I want to emphasize that too, that it sounds wonderful, and it was for her, but it is a journey with lots of emotions. And you don't get to that point without doing the work and doing a lot of work.
I'm glad you mentioned that because it's not all sunshine and roses, right? I mean, she put in a ton of time and a ton of effort to have that kind of success. And yeah, unfortunately, sometimes people see that and there may be a little bit of resentment or jealousy because they think that the student just kind of had it handed to them. And that is absolutely not, I've never seen that be the case with any student, but I can say for sure with Madeline it was not. She worked very hard, and she set herself up for success not just through the hard work, but for through some other things that I want to kind of hit on. Just to kind of maybe close the loop on the senior awards night, though, do you remember what the final number of scholarships that she was awarded that night?
She got 18 scholarships, but then there were actually a couple awards. So she did go beyond like overall. The final number was 18, but then there were a
Wow.
couple awards that didn't have any, money kind of tied to it. But 18 scholarships total that evening. And yeah. And I do just want to say, Dave, you're correct. She actually was kind of thinking too, like, gosh, are people going to be upset with me and feel like resentful? Like, oh my goodness, I got all this. And that's when she did remind herself, though, they didn't see everything else that I went through, and that I worked hard and I deserve this. And we can talk a little bit too, but I know you mentioned in a podcast recently she wasn't the top student in her class. So we can get into
Yeah, well,
that too. So,
that's great you brought that up because that was something I wanted to touch on. I mean, Madeline is a good student, but she wasn't class valedictorian, right? Do you
No,
want to
she
just
wasn't.
maybe give a quick high level profile maybe of what where she stood academically?
Absolutely. I mean, she was a high level student, but she wasn't in the top five. Let's just say that. And Madeline has always been pretty real with herself too, and she has accomplished quite a few things. But she's always said kind of, I'm not the smartest kid in my class. She works hard. And so, and she said, and that's what I do. I kind of outwork other students. And I think that's what has been the key to her success. So again, for like parents who are listening, if I had to just say, I have a background in education. I actually administer IQ tests. I have not administered one on her, but if I had to, I would guess she's kind of a high average kid. But and I'm saying that because I think that's where, that's kind of where the bell curve is going to be. So she might be on the upper end of that bell curve a little bit there, with that within that normal range, meaning that that's where a lot of kids are falling. And I think there's a lot of potential in these kiddos out there who aren't the strongest, but they do have to have drive, dedication, and consistency. It's so very, very important.
100%. And I think there's one other factor that you're forgetting, and I think it is parental support. You know, it was, you know, whether somebody's working with myself, somebody else who helps with scholarships, or on their own, I don't think there's really any substitute for the parental support in helping with this process.
And you're absolutely right about that. And I would say, if somebody didn't have, the high level of parental support, somebody, it has to be somebody who is supporting them. Madeline and I, we actually kind of were joking as we were going through this process. We're like, wow, we are a really good team. It was the first time we worked together, but more on like an adult level, because this was serious stuff and this was important. And so it wasn't like we were just doing kid things anymore. This was real. We're talking about college and finances and your future. And so, it was, I really did try to support her in terms of initially giving her that spark. That I will say that came from me. And I do have a little bit of a backstory I can get into when you'd like to hear that, about kind of how I got that spark. And then I sparked her. And so being able to really show her, look at, Madeline, this is what you can do if you earn these scholarships. I mean, she also plans to attend, go on school after her undergraduate. And so there's a long, there's a lot of financial commitment here and trying to help her understand the impact that this can have at, these early stages here, her first few years, and especially really optimizing senior year is just so incredibly important. But yes, absolutely. We were a team. She did the work, but I was the one that was kind of maybe checking some things. And so, and saying like, oh, hey, I just found another scholarship, or, reminder with deadlines and things like that. Those types of things was more my role, and very much encouraging her. Not just, we went through it in a way that really was teaming, which I like. It wasn't the typical mom nagging the daughter who's like, come on, enough already. It really, we were able to structure it where it was a team. And we actually even had a discussion about it because we did notice when we first started, we were stepping on each other's toes a little bit. And so we had to have a little bit of a discussion about, what am I doing in terms of finding scholarships, or, things like that? And what is she doing? So, and even spreadsheets and that type of thing, making sure that, we're just doing, laying it out the way Madeline wants it laid out. And I needed to hear, okay, Madeline, how can I help you? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Let's circle back to kind of that process in a minute, but you mentioned that you had an inspiration for the whole world of scholarships and what started you to give that inspiration to Madeline. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. And I have an older, so Madeline has an older sister. So when I went to her older sister's senior awards night, and there's only 2 years difference between them, so there wasn't a whole lot of time to really learn and grow. But I went to this awards night, and I had, for my other daughter, I had, just encouraged her, kind of like, oh yeah, make sure you're looking at the bulletin, make sure you're applying, here's another one, but not with the same knowledge and level that I had learned over the next couple years. So I went to her awards ceremony, and she won one scholarship. And she had applied for several, but she had won one. And there was one student, and I'm going to call him John Mason. And he kind of became a household name for us because John Mason was up there every other scholarship, it felt like, or every three, it was John Mason, John Mason. And as a parent, it was such a eye-opener for me looking at John Mason and thinking, what did John Mason do? And I was wondering too, where, what did maybe parents help to do, and how did he get there? And it just ignited something in me to really want to learn about how to do this, because I was thinking there is obviously there's a system to this, because I think, oftentimes a lot of the same kiddos are winning several. And so they have some type of system, and there is some kind of recipe for success. And I knew that I had a diamond in the rough because, with Madeline, she was hardworking, she was involved. She has had some level of adversity, nothing, significant, but something where there's a little bit of a story there, which kind of shaped her direction for her career too, which again makes it a little bit more of a story. And so that's what ignited me that evening. And I thought about it, and I was just so excited about this and thinking, there's a way to replicate this. And then having Madeline get on board with that, again, this wasn't mom doing all this. This was Madeline, and I'm kind of behind the scenes guiding and steering and teaching, along with your help, Dave, has been very, instrumental as well. But I think for parents that are out there and listening, if you're going to these award nights and you're looking at these students and you've got these same ones that are winning and you've got some other ones, other kiddos, realize that there's strategies out there that you can tap into to kind of have your kiddo be that kid that's getting called up more frequently for those awards.
I mean, you're absolutely right. There's a strategy, there are tactics, and I mean, my son, when you as you're talking about Madeline and that awards night, I think back to my son's awards night, and that was the impetus for me becoming a scholarship coach. Was I coached him, and he had an awards night very similar to Madeline, and yeah, it's it was so much fun. You talked a little bit about Madeline's story and how, her past related to her future college major and career plans. I term that the student's personal narrative, which I like to say is kind of the secret sauce for earning scholarships. Can you, you don't have to divulge exactly like what she's going into or even really her backstory, but how important do you think that personal narrative is? And can you also speak to that future looking piece? Like, could you have a strong personal narrative that for a student who's not targeting something specific in the future?
Yes, absolutely. I think the personal narrative is extremely important, and I think it's become even more important now with AI. Because what there was a moment where Madeline, it seemed like there was just a moment where she was creating these really wonderful writings, and she was sending some to you, and you were giving her feedback. And it was always a lot too, like, give me more emotion. I want to feel lots of things like that. Give me more about this. Elaborate, more detail here. And there was just kind of just a moment there where I had proofed one, and it just all of that was kind of gone. And I think she had, like, I think used a little AI for that one. I was like, what is going on here? So I'm kind of diverting a little bit here in terms of AI, but my point is, AI can't always give you that personal emotion. And so I think having that personal narrative is crucial because it does help you stand out a bit. I think oftentimes a lot of these applicants are going to maybe be involved. They're going to have some higher GPAs, not always, of course. But when you can really have that voice, and I will say Madeline had success with some of these scholarships that were a memorial to some students that had died in high school, and those were the ones where I think she was even able to really connect with them and create a narrative because she related with them too. And she felt more passionate about these particular scholarships and writing those. So I think that is so very important to kind of have you stand out. And I also, with that though, I do just want to mention, I think about all the things that I learned. The narrative's so important, but don't underestimate those short answer questions. That's something that I did with my first daughter. I underestimated those short answer questions. So I think just making sure you have a strong personal narrative, but also giving the time to all those short answer questions too, that you think it's all about the personal narrative. That's important, but make sure you're giving time to those other aspects too.
So, you did you mentioned a minute ago that I was part of this process. Can you just talk a little bit about, how I worked with you and Madeline and maybe where that fit in. We've talked a lot about the importance of the role of a parent or guardian, somebody like that. But how did you find working with me in terms of that process, and where did I fit into that?
Yeah, you were very helpful. And I will say, Madeline can be a little bit on like the more reserved, shy side. So when it like kind of the idea of you ha having her work with somebody was a little bit intimidating, but you quickly made her feel comfortable. And you worked with her at a time that was so crucial because the stakes were high. It was a time when she, the first time you worked with her, you were helping her with, there was this merit scholarship, and she was through her university, and there were 500 applications, and it was narrowed down to 20, and she was in that 20, and you had helped edit that, that first essay for her in that application. And I think, because she wanted this, it was full tuition. She was much more open to having you help. And then, as she continued working with you, it was wonderful because I would kind of say, make sure you send this to Dave, make sure, have Dave take a peek at it. And then all of a sudden she'd be like, I sent it to Dave. And she was just feeling very, very comfortable with you. And I do want to emphasize that because I do have a daughter who doesn't always feel comfortable with other, with everybody. It's she's kind of particular, like, and you made her feel very comfortable. And I certainly think that you were having your eyes on the scholarship that was full tuition. She didn't end up getting that one, but being she did get something because she was in, the final 20. So she did get something. She didn't get the big pot of gold, but that's part of the journey. And that was really, really, really devastating for her. But that's also what prompted her to begin to really become really kind of a scholarship machine, because she was like, I'm going to use this reject, what felt like rejection to her to really like start becoming a scholarship machine and applying and just being able to have you as a sounding board. And I do think that's helpful too, because sometimes I'm sure other parents, you have expertise in certain areas and you try to share your expertise with your kid and they don't think you know anything. So we have this, like my same thing, with dad. He has this great expertise in an area, and if he tries to, tell our children something, like, you don't know anything. So sometimes you do need someone, more objective too, somebody that's not mom and dad, knowing that they're going to be, very clear with you. They might take this person more seriously. And so I think that piece is, is extremely helpful. And I also found you personally to be very helpful in terms of, tailoring some of our needs. So you're like, yeah, I could do this, when I was able to explain maybe what I was looking for, or a very high month of scholarships and things like that. You were able to work with me, and I and incredibly responsive and quick. So I also, as a parent, found working with you, just a wonderful experience. I was never frustrated.
Well, thank you. Great. Well, Sarah, this has been fantastic. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention for the parents or students who are listening?
I really want to emphasize the fact that, it is a hard process. You have to be so consistent, and there's disappointment. But you have to support your student through that disappointment, and don't enable. One of the things, when Madeline didn't get the full tuition scholarship, and we really thought she was a top contender, and I think that's what made it particularly difficult. She had prepared so much, and we just really thought she was spot on. So it was difficult, even as us as parents, of course, to kind of see that disappointment and feel that pain as well. But what I had said to Madeline is, I said, listen, Madeline, this isn't going to be your first big disappointment in your life. This is life. This is how it goes. And now what are you going to do? Kind of course, I had the moments of, I'm sorry, this is difficult, this is challenging. But also in that same conversation is, this is what happens in life. And so I think there's just so many lessons to be learned with this process of applying, for scholarships. And, as parents, teach them that, yes, there's disappointments. And guess what? This is a glimpse of life. And, it's not always going to be, everything you go for, you're going to get. And there's going to be a lot of bumps, along the way. And just also, I know that you've touched on this before and other parents have commented, but Madeline really came away with a feeling, when she was done with all of this, kind of all, saying, I've applied to all these scholarships for my senior year, talking about how much she learned, in terms of, she had to go on a very, intense interview for this full ride scholarship, and she had to work really hard. And I don't think she would have been able to do that a year ago. And she was able to learn how to do that. And she feels now, I could go on an intense scholarship tomorrow, or excuse me, an intense interview tomorrow for a scholarship if I needed to. And I've learned to become a better writer. I've learned that I need to really edit my work. I've learned that I need to be extremely organized. I've learned that deadlines are important. I've learned that I need to be detail oriented. Some of these scholarships, you actually, especially local ones, you might have to mail, which means you can't wait till the deadline. It has to be there, a week before. And you might have to, be so detail oriented, like in your email. It's like particular one was like, you need to, find out who the chair is of your local chapter. And you need to make sure you copy them in this email along with these people, and just those types of things. She learned so much. And along the way, she had such a, I just saw her confidence grow. Even as she was dealing with some rejection, she was just really kind of feeling confident in her skills and her abilities. She was becoming more and more independent with it. And there's just so much benefit out of this journey, that I just really want, I would love for other parents to be able to hear this and move forward with this. And you will find, it's at the end of the day, I mean, sure, it's wonderful to earn scholarships and get this money towards college, but there's so much more benefit to it. Try to make it fun. Try to be that, think of yourself as that teammate with your student, not that kind of parent-child relationship. They are getting older, and I think you even find that your relationships can become closer if as long as you're being delicate in some of those situations at times, and then giving them the real life story of this is life too when things don't go their way. So just so much that came out of this journey, and I'm so grateful for everything and the opportunities that she had and working with you, Dave. It's been really successful overall in so many aspects.
Well, thank you so much. I could not have said any of that any better myself. I think there is so much benefit to the scholarship process from gaining confidence, learning to deal with rejection, building executive function skills, all of that. And like you said, she's now prepared to, when she wants to apply for an internship, she's built a skill. She's going to be a great applicant. When she has to go to the interview, she's going to be a great interviewee. So yeah, so many fringe benefits of the scholarship process. So
Yes.
yeah. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show and taking the time. Very much appreciated. And please let me know as Madeline continues to apply for and hopefully earn a few more scholarships along the way.
Yeah, we are, journey is not done. That's kind of our next challenge. I know it's a little bit harder where to find these. So, we'll see where our next steps are here with the process.
Fantastic. Well, I know I'll be hearing from you with more success. So thank
You will.
you.
Thank you.